Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's Vinbreak with Vanessa Dion, and every Wednesday we check our spiritual vitals. Just creating a space where God can dwell. We create a space where God is, and we just allow God to come into the atmosphere, and we just talk about Him, bring light to positive things, and possibly take a vent break. So I thank Chaos Blog Talk Radio for this opportunity, for this platform. I thank Elder Oliver and his wife for just entrusting me with this space so that I can talk about God and spread His word with, you know, other people, and just, like I said, have a positive space for us to communicate and talk to each other, you know, because it's not easy walking through life. It's not easy navigating through things, and it's good to have, you know, this be an option for us, because I'm not saying that we just wouldn't be able to get the word or get something positive in our systems without this platform. I just thank Elder Oliver and Lady K, his wife, and, you know, Chaos Blog Talk Radio for the opportunity. Oops, I just pressed the button. For the opportunity to be able to do it through this platform. So before we begin, before we start, we're going to pray. Father God, thank you. Thank you for life. Thank you for strength. Thank you for the power for us to be able to even get on this call this morning, God, to hear from you. I thank you for your power flowing through me this morning, God. I thank you for, you know, who you are and who you created us to be, God. I thank you for being patient and understanding with us, God, as we walk through this life, as we go through this life, as we embark on our own separate journeys, God. I just thank you for walking with us and being with us and giving us your virtues, giving us your qualities, and giving us your fruit, your spirit, God, for us to be able to grow and become better people. I thank you, and I praise you, and I love you. And this morning, God, I pray and I ask for you to be with me as I talk this morning, God. I pray for you to, you know, pour into me so that I can pour out, God. I pray that we're all able to gain something. I pray that we're all able to get something. I pray that we're all able to take something away from this segment this morning, God, that we can take for the rest of our life, God. Or even if there's somebody on this call that, you know, listening that just needs it for today alone, God, I pray that we're all able to gain something, God. I thank you. I love you. I praise you. And I just, like I said, just want this to be a great and fruitful experience for everybody. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right, so I'm setting up our live now so that we can be live on Instagram as well. And we're about to jump in and start. So let me pin our comments. Oh, wait. Hold on. I apologize. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning. We're about to jump in. Give me 1 second. I know I should be more prepared, y'all. I was dozing off this morning, and then I ended up getting a message that woke me up, luckily. Luckily. All right, so this morning, our topic that we're going to talk about, I have two things I want to talk about. One, I want to say boldly that I made it to 1 year, no alcohol. This was a great journey. This is a great journey. I'm grateful for just even the willpower to do it, because this was very, very difficult, very, very hard. And if you've been walking this journey out with me, you know how hard it's been. So one thing I want to talk about that I was able to – that I just want to talk about from that experience is how important a village is when you're going through something, how important a village is when you're going through situations in life, when things are hard, when things are rough, when things are tough, or even when you're in good seat, just whatever, having people around you that really can aid, and how, you know, that's one thing that God really showed me was how great and amazing the village is that He's blessed me with. And my support system is amazing. It was times where I wanted to give up, and they kept me pushing. They encouraged me. They helped me keep my eyes on God. And that's important, because there's people around you that might be like, you know what, girl, it's okay. You know, one drink won't hurt, or it's okay, this and that, whatever, whatever. You know, people have, you know, some people think that it's for the, you know, there's some people that can only see for a moment. I want to say that. of, you know, they have that instant gratification or how it's going to be a good moment, a good vibe right now, whatever. I'm grateful for a village that was able to help me keep my eyes on God, one. Two, times where they wouldn't even drink around me just because it could make me slip up, just because of the possibility, even when I said, no, go ahead. I had people around me that would say, no, I'm not even going to drink just because it could make you fall, just because it could, you know, put you in a place of wanting to drink too. So that's important, of having people around you that encourage you and push you, and they'll take a step back or take a, you know, have to quote unquote suffer, or, and I don't want to say suffer, but they, you know what I'm saying? They're able to put in work for you in the moment, just, you know what I'm saying? So that you can get to your goals and your aspirations. People that'll get down and help you plan things, or, hey girl, you want to link up, so that I know that you've been struggling with this lately. You know, you want to go to the gym together. I know you want to get healthy. You know, those people that'll get down in there with you and push you and support you. Times where I cried, I literally cried about not drinking, and they helped me and encouraged me even through that. Like, I had moments where I'm pouring down tears because I want to drink. And then the people around me just, you know what I'm saying, holding me and being like, Vanessa, you got it. Vanessa, keep pushing. Vanessa, you're going to make it. You know what I'm saying? Vanessa, it's okay. It's just a moment. It's just a season. It's just a you know what I'm saying, that you're going through right now. And then there was times when I forgot why I was even doing it, and they were able to remind me. You know, so that's important, too, with people that see the vision, see the promise, see your goals, and see where you're going, being able to be like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, there was times where I was like, why am I even doing this again? And they're able to be like, Vanessa, don't forget you said this. Vanessa, don't forget that this is what you're working towards. This is what, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing to go one more month. It's nothing to go two more months. It's nothing to go another week, another day. It's all right. Don't forget your vision. Don't forget your why, and being able to remind you of that why. And then I know, you know, a village is important. So the scripture that I wrote down is Ecclesiastes 4. Y'all know that's my favorite book. But Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 12. I think we read this recently, actually. Two people are better than one. They can help each other in everything they do. Suppose either of them falls down, then one can help the other one up. But suppose a person falls down and doesn't have anyone to help them up, then feel sorry for that person. Or suppose two people lie down together, then they'll keep warm. But how can one person keep warm alone? One person could be overpowered, but two people can stand up for themselves. And a rope made out of three cords isn't easily broken. So just being appreciative of my village, because I'm not even going to lie, you know, I wouldn't have been able to get to a place of a year without my village around me. I'm not even going to lie, I would not be able to make it. The times where I was crying because I couldn't have a drink, the times where I literally lost sight of the vision, the times where I couldn't keep my eyes on God, I couldn't keep pushing, I would not have made it without my village. Now look at you, one day at a time. One day at a time, right? Even when I started, I'm so happy for sharing your story. Thank you. But even in the beginning, how my friend that just commented on the live, like, in the beginning when God told me to step into this and I didn't know how I was going to do it, having a friend that was able to give me advice on Vanessa just one day at a time and be able to share her story and how she was able to overcome something and be like, hey, this is what I tried, this is what I did, and being able to, you know, give me that advice and give me what I need. That's what I'm saying. A village is important. Who you hang around is important, and him be blessed always. Amen. Like, who we hang around and who we are attached to is very, very important, because that can make or break your promise, make or break your breakthrough, make or break your deliverance and you getting to where God wants you to be. Because like I said, it's not going to be every day, every time that you're just strong enough to make it. But having people around you that you can lean on is just as important. You know what I'm saying? So that's one thing I wanted to talk about. And I didn't write this down, but I wanted to also talk about within this journey, because God is revealing little things about, you know, little by little of the reason as to why I was on this. And I can say that this past year of my life, keeping it real to help others, amen, but I can say that this past year of my life was definitely more productive, I can say, like the like being able, because, like I said, there's nothing wrong with, okay, having a glass of wine or, you know what I'm saying, like you out with your friends, like as far as like, you know, you're out to dinner, you get a glass or whatever. I was not doing that, okay? I was not doing that. So me being able to have a productive year fell into, okay, I'm not just in my room with a glass of tequila in my hand just sipping. I'm not just, you know, going out all the time trying to ask my friend what's the move, spending money, out, eating late, eating fried stuff late. I'm just out. Y'all, the money I was able to save, let's talk about it. you know what I'm saying, or even the time I was able to utilize because I have it. I have the energy now. You know, there's different things that come with, you know, where God, like, God, I like that he added, like, I was able to be blessed with things that I couldn't see that were going to help me. You get what I'm saying? And being able to birth a business this past year, you know what I'm saying, that can turn into a multi-million business. You get what I'm saying? Like, there's greater things that happen when you sacrifice things. You get what I'm saying? When you give things up. And like I said, it depends on how you're using them or what you're doing. Because I can't tell somebody, oh, put down alcohol and your life will be more productive. No. But to you, it can be put down that social media and your life can be more productive. You know what I'm saying? Stop talking so much on the phone, talking about nothing, and your life can be more productive. Anything that you're overly indulging in can be, you know, holding you back from being productive or being, you know, fruitful. You get what I'm saying? So whatever that is for you. So that's what I noticed in my past year, that I was able, actually two businesses I was able to birth, two things I was able to birth this last year. You get what I'm saying? And even Aiden to Vent Break, of course. But being able to pour in, finding my purpose in traveling, you know what I'm saying, being able to join the organization that I get to volunteer in other countries and other places, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I just wanted to encourage anybody that whatever your thing is that's holding you back from being productive, and you can be honest with yourself, you know what I'm saying, and say, I need to refrain from this, I need to fall back from this, I need to stop doing this so that I can be more productive and be on fire for God, or be, you know, do whatever, whatever. I encourage you to put that down and give it to God. The reason why I say give it to God is because it wasn't just a matter of me putting it like, oh, just stop doing it. No, I had to put it in God's hands. Like, Lord, you need to help me. I need your help, please. Because in my own strength, obviously, I couldn't do it. So he was able to also shine light on my village that I had around me. So I appreciate my friends and my family for pushing me to make it to a year strong. So we're going to go into our word for the day, and I want to talk about patience. Patience, and that's one of the fruit of the Spirit. And just to shine light on our fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And that is what we should reflect as we come into Christ. That's what we should reflect if we say that we have God in us, we are saved, and that, you know, we walk by Spirit. Depending on when it is, when you give it to God, he will give it back when and if you're ready for it. Exactly, literally. So, and that's for us to be honest with, depending on what it is, right? That's somebody just commented on the live for the people that's on the radio show. Depending on what it is, when you give it to God, he will give it back when and if you're ready for it. And that's something that is very true, and I do want to touch on that. What was I about to say? I just lost my train of thought. When you give it to God, he will give it back when and if you're ready for it. That's for you to be honest with yourself about as well. Because, like my mom is up in that, I'm going to use you, mommy. My mom is a person that cannot go back to alcohol. Cannot. She could be around it, but she's not going back. She told God, literally, kill me first before I take another sip. And then I came across another lady that said that she had to build a healthy relationship with it to where now she can just have it at a social, like, you know, when it's social, time to socialize, she'll just have one glass and she gives herself a limit, just one drink. You know what I'm saying? One glass of wine, that's it. I don't know where I fall in. I'm not going to lie. So as I be honest with myself and be honest in my growth, being honest with God, Lord, if you ever feel, if I ever, you know what I'm saying, if I feel like, okay, I'm ready, okay, cool, and if I never feel it again, I won't drink it, you know, because I'm not going to throw away all my growth and my progress just for a moment just to regret it, you know what I mean, just to feel like I shouldn't have done this, you know. So it's for us to be able to assess that and be honest with ourselves and pray on it. You know, God, am I ready for this? Is this something that I can pick up again? You know, because there's different people, different strokes for different folks. Like I said, I came across somebody that she now has a very healthy relationship with it because she realized when I attacked, because she was using it for an escape goat. She was using it because she didn't want to deal with what she was going with in her life. But once she faced the things that she was going on in her life and she healed from them, she realized that, okay, I now can build a healthy relationship with the other things I was using to get away from it, you know? So I honestly still don't know where I lie. So I'm not going to say, oh, like I was feeling like, okay, I'm a, you know, drink again when I hit a year. I don't know. I was able to drink the other day. I still kind of like, I don't know. So I'm just waiting on God, and I'm waiting to see what I feel, honestly. So going into our word, patience. And like I said, the fruit of the Spirit are what we're supposed to obtain and what we're supposed to have when we say that we have Christ in us. When we say that we're walking with, you know, aiming to be like Jesus, when we're walking to get closer to God, spread his love, spread his word, be disciples or whatever, whatever we say that we are or how, you know, this is how we should represent ourselves with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And what I want to talk about is patience. And the definition of patience is the ability to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. So again, the ability to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. And we're going to come from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. So we have Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. And y'all know I love Ecclesiastes. I'm going to switch up the book soon. But God, I haven't even intentionally been coming from Ecclesiastes intentionally. It's just where we're at. So we have Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. I have Message version is what I wrote down. So let's see what the Message version is. God made everything beautiful in itself and in its time, but he left us in the dark so we can never know what God is up to, whether he's coming or going. I've decided that there's nothing better to do than to go ahead and have a good time and get the most we can out of life. That's it. Eat, drink, and make the most of your job. It's God's gift. So again, what I wanted to pull from this is God made everything beautiful in its time. Sorry, that's not what it says. God made everything beautiful in itself and in its time. But he has left us in the dark so we can never know what he's up to, whether he's coming or going. So regardless of if you want to know everything, regardless of if you're a person that likes to have some sense of control, regardless if you're a person that just has to know, God does things on purpose so that you cannot know. So what is the point of us stressing and getting upset? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, why isn't it coming fast enough? Why isn't this happening for me? There's no point in doing that. It's literally, there's nothing better to do than to just go about your life and have a good time. Just wait on God. Just wait on him to move. And the thing of patience is being able to wait without getting angry or not getting upset, being able to wait in a posture of God, I trust you. God, I know that you're moving. I know that you're taking care of everything. You get what I'm saying? I'm so analytical. I have to let that go, right? Get off my toes, right? Like I am too. Like I have to know what God is doing. I feel like I got to have some sense of control, but we can't. There's no point of us wanting it because we can't have it. What else I want to say? I want to talk about, I put an example of a farmer or a gardener. When they plant something, when a farmer or a gardener plants something, it does them no good to sit and watch the soil. It does them no good to get irritated as they watch the soil. It does no good to pull back up what they planted in the soil. It takes patience. For anything to grow, for anything to develop, for anything to manifest into your life, for prayers to be answered, for us to see God's hand in anything, it takes patience. You get what I'm saying? In order to see that beauty, it literally, the word said, what did it say? God made everything beautiful in itself and in its time. So in that time, we will see the beauty of whatever God has placed in our life. You know what I'm saying? But in that time, it does the gardener no good to sit and watch that soil. You know what I'm saying? It does the gardener no justice, no good to sit and get mad like, bro, where's my corn at? You know what I'm saying? Or getting so mad that they pull it up out the ground. Like, you know what, God? Give me the prayer back. Give me the business back. You know what? I got it. I'll take care. That does no good. Just wait and be patient as God is moving in your life. It does us no good. The definition of wait is to stay in one place or remain inactive in expectation of something. That's what it means to wait, to be expecting something and just sit, you know what I'm saying, sit on it. You know, what do we look like? How do we act as we wait on God? That's important. That's what the patience portion is how do we wait on God? It's not just waiting. You know what I'm saying? The definition of waiting is staying in one place, remaining inactive in expectation. That's what waiting is. But patience is how we look as we wait. You know what I'm saying? How do you look as you're waiting? You feel me? It does us no good. Okay, I'll go back to scripture. Okay. God made everything beautiful in itself and in its time, but he left us in the dark so that we can never know what God is up to, whether he's coming or going. I've decided that there's nothing better to do than go ahead and have a good time and get the most we can out of life. That's it. Eat, drink, and make the most of your job. It's God's gift. It does no good to the farmer to sit and watch the soil and rush the process. He must trust the process. All he can do is his part, which is water the garden and add extra nutrients if needed, pull weeds, et cetera, just do his part. But the rest is divine. He cannot go down there and make the roots do what the roots are supposed to do. That's divine. The rest is divine. How the plant is going to grow, how the fruit is going to grow, how that garden is going to grow, it's divine. Literally, he cannot do the rest. It's up for God to do. And that's a lot of us in our life is do your part and God will do the supernatural. God will do his side and you just take care of yours. But you can't, the farmer is not going to see anything happen if he doesn't water the garden, if he doesn't add nutrients, if he doesn't pull weeds. He will be waiting for no reason. We have to do our part even in our patience. It does no good to the farmer to rush the process. He must trust the process. Literally, it does the farmer no good to say, come on, God, let's go. Come on, corn. Come on, flowers. It does them no good. Just trust that, you know what, I'm doing my part and God is doing his. And that's the same with us. We can't know what God is up to. Will he give us foresight or a glimpse? Yes. Can the farmer look at the picture of the seed that he, like, you know how the farmer, like when you plant something, it comes in like a little pack of what it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? Like we know that we're about to plant seeds for corn or seeds for zucchini. You know what I'm saying? We can get a glimpse. We know what we're about to walk into. Will God let us know this is the promise on your life? Will God let us know you're about to birth a baby? Will God let us know you're going to be married? Yes. But how do we know how it's going to happen? No. So will he give us foresight? Will he give us a glimpse? Will he give us a prophet to come our way? Will somebody pull us over in Kroger and be like, hey, I don't know why God told me to tell you this, but yeah, of course, that's a glimpse. You know what I'm saying? Wait with expectation, exactly. How do we look as we wait? Will we get a glimpse? Yes, of course. But we will never know completely how something is done. We will never know. Faith is going to take faith and patience. Let's check our postures with God. Are we complaining about how it hasn't happened yet? Have we lost faith in our situations? Are we angry with God? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes also we can be mad with God, like, God, why not me? Why isn't it my turn yet? God, what are you doing? Why don't I know the answers? Why don't I have control? Why do I feel like, baby, just take your hand, do what you're supposed to do, and take your hands off it. I got the rest. You know what I'm saying? Get out of God's way and let him move. Maybe you sitting here plucking at the – maybe you, the gardener, literally just kind of like, okay, moving the seed around. Okay, God, is it ready yet? Now the seed got to go back to, okay, getting those roots again, because that's how it works. When we plant something, it forms roots into the ground, into the soil, then it spurts up. But imagine every time you put your hand on it and you move that seed around, the roots now have to get back in place. The roots now have to get back into formation. You know what I'm saying? That's how I realized when I plant something and I pull it up, you know, it has like the roots attached underneath. Those roots have to form. Imagine every time you come and put your hand on it and move that seed around, now the roots are gone. You know what I'm saying? They're out of place. So let God do what he's going to do under the ground, under the soil. We can't see it. That's why it's like that for a reason. If things are supposed to be the other way around with us seeing everything, he would make it like that. You know what I'm saying? If things were supposed to grow the other way to where we could see the roots coming out the ground, he would make it like that. But we literally have to trust the process. That's, you know what I'm saying? It's growing underground for a reason. You know what I'm saying? We have to trust that God is doing what he's doing. So we're not going to be able to know everything. We're not going to be able to understand everything, but we have to trust that God is doing his part and we're doing ours. So like I said, the definition of patience, again, is the ability to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. So literally, it's like, yes, we're all waiting, but how do you wait? How is your posture? Is it still up high of when you prayed that prayer and you had that confidence? Is your posture still the same of, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I know you're working. Lord, I see your hand. Or I may not even see your hand, but I know you're still moving. How is your posture? Are you now complaining? Are you now upset? Are you now kneeling? Are you now mad? Is your face turned up? You know what I'm saying? Or are you still as confident as you were when you prayed the prayer? You know? So, yeah, we have to have patience and wait on God and trust him through the process because he's working. He's always working. He's always moving. Even if we can't see it, pray for God. God, can you just reassure me? I just need some reassurance. Maybe that's just all you need. Lord, can I get some reassurance? I just, you know what I'm saying? And when he send it, don't just, okay, God, I need something else. That was a reassurance, baby. That was it. God does his best work in the dark. You feel me? You feel me? That's good. How is your posture? How was your posture as you wait? So that's what patience is how our posture looks. Like, you know what? I'm calm. I know that he's working. I know that he's moving. I'm not angry. I'm not upset with God. I know that he got me. So that's our segment for this morning. I pray that we all make today a great day. I pray that we keep God first, and, yeah, I love y'all.